Our artificial reef program since about 1994, and so I have been offshore working in this environment for a long time. Mm-hmm. So I've made many trips. We have a very active scientific diving program mm-hmm. there at the university, and Dr. Dawkins is the scientific diving safety officer for the university.
Mm-hmm.
So we are very active offshore.
Well, it looks like this is a very technical and complex diving operation. What kind of training do you need to be able to do some kind of operation like
this?
Well,
we have a scientific diving program that trains us there at the university,
mm-hmm.
and there's nothing that will take the place of in-water experience over the years, and getting in the water and doing our work and
mm-hmm.
Being very safe with what we do.
So your typical person that goes out and gets a certification to go scuba diving, are they qualified to go do this kind of activity?
They're qualified to enter our program and to get the kind of scientific diving training that we offer there at the university.
Mm-hmm. How many people do you have on the dive team at the university?
We have a dive team that includes six of our research scientists and students there at the Center for Coastal Studies. And it takes six people to do work on a platform. We have a very, very good safety record. And so we have a person on the top deck and a person on the lower deck at all times when we are in the water doing our work.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a routine that works.
I understand we have a 12 crew members out there right now.
I was
working on the rig just for this one segment of
the webcast.
I'm sure they're quite.
They're quite crowded at this time.
All right.
But
that was some really valuable information.
Well, thank
you. Let's go out to the platform.
Great.